President Trump seems convinced he's now immune because he has contracted coronavirus. He told his supporters at a rally, "I feel so powerful," and he joked he'd come and kiss them all. But alongside that comes other news from the United States of a man who caught COVID twice. The second time was worse than the first, and the 25-year-old needed hospital treatment. He has since recovered. It remains the case that reinfections have been rare, but the study in the Lancet Infectious Diseases raises questions about how much immunity can be built up to the virus. Professor Peter Openshaw is an immunologist at Imperial College London. He's also a member of the UK Vaccine Network and vice chair of NERVTAG, which advises the government on pandemics. Good afternoon, Professor Openshaw.
Good afternoon.
What do you make of the news of this latest case of a second infection?
Well, it's a very interesting case, but I think it's important to emphasise that it is really a one-off case. There have been over 20 other cases described worldwide of apparent reinfection. This is a particularly good one because it's very well documented. They were able to show that it was a different variant of the same clade of virus which reinfected on the second occasion. But I think, you know, it's not clear whether this particular 25-year-old man from Nevada was unusual in his immunology, why it was that he didn't develop protective immunity. But you know, this isn't completely unprecedented amongst coronaviruses.
Okay, they are so, very, so, you know. So, of course, but the premise of the vaccine is that we can give ourselves some form of immunity. Does it challenge those who are developing vaccines, this idea that perhaps we can't?
I don't think it does directly. I mean, it obviously raises a concern, but these viruses are very, the coronaviruses have got a very large genome, and quite a bit of that genome is devoted to controlling the host immune response. So they make, in addition to the structural proteins which make up the virus, they encode several so-called non-structural proteins, and these control the immune response. And we know that with ordinary common cold coronaviruses, we can be reinfected by the same virus after something between 3 and 12 months. And that may be because the virus, you know, is taking control of the host immune system and driving it into the ground to allow reinfection and to protect its future progeny. So it's a very interesting mechanism that these viruses have developed.
Okay, so and is that what you would expect then to happen with COVID-19?
Well, it looks like it does have the ability to control the host immune response. It's been shown to interfere with several important checkpoints of production of things like interferon, which are very important proteins in innate defenses against the virus. So, you know, it's not that surprising, but I think it's important to bear in mind that studies generally are showing that there is some protection against reinfection. You know, in environments where there's been a lot of infection early in the first wave, there's some of those environments now seeing reinfections, and it seems to be skipping the people who were infected the first time round. And there was also a shipping vessel in Seattle that was described where three of the crew members, before they embarked, had high levels of antibody. There was a big outbreak on board, which affected about 85% of all the crew members, but it didn't infect those three with previous antibodies. So I think there are those other studies which make it look a little bit more hopeful. Of course, vaccines don't have the ability to turn down the immune system. They're very specifically designed to turn up the immune system. So we might get better immunity from a vaccine than we do from the natural virus.
Wonderfully encouraging news to hear. Professor Peter Openshaw, thank you.